You mean like generalized plot synopsis?
Well, yeah, because there's all these video games like Harry Potter Legos, Star Wars Legos, but what is the Lego movie?
It's Legos as a whole. Like, there are different worlds within the Lego worlds that you can
You know
to.
How they're the space set, the pirate set.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's addressing it from that approach.
So is it like an imagination movie?
It's more like the closest comparison I've heard is it's very Matrix-y in terms of character development, where somebody is determined to be the special.
Yes.
And is taken on a quest to understand the magic of the world around him.
Mm.
It is Matrix-y in that sense.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. But
that
it's
could be cool.
So someone who there is seemingly nothing special about has been determined to be the.
No, we were both doing the grand gesture. So if you're sitting over there, you'd have said the same thing about me about a minute ago.
Yeah.
Or just smack
anyway,
you.
So yeah, go see it. I've already convinced you.
No, you have. So don't worry about it. You got me.
Good.
I am cheap, so I will wait for Netflix, but I will watch it.
There is that option as well.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's going to spend $2,800 or $28,000 on a shitty German car.
Crank that up like another six, and then we're talking.
You're going to spend $34,000 on a car that you're going to have to replace shit in the first 9 months.
Yep.
That's a choice you're making.
Let me
be clear to the viewers at home, because everyone's viewing.
Okay.
This.
So here's viewing. The official synopsis. Just to take this one step
you just
further.
You just made a life choice.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, the original 3D computer animated story follows Emmett, an ordinary rules following perfectly average Lego minifigure who is mistakenly identified as the most extraordinary person and the key to saving the world. He is drafted into a fellowship of strangers on an epic quest to stop an evil tyrant, a journey for which Emmett is hopelessly and hilariously underprepared. Copyright Warner Brothers.
It kind of sounds like The Lord of the Rings.
Don't. Damn it. You made the comparison. Nah, okay. It is. I mean, it obviously is.
You know,
but I think that's just sort of
less.
Like the archetype.
So
seemingly unspecial Hobbit.
Seemingly unspecial Hobbit.
Hilariously unequipped for his adventures.
We're going on an adventure.
That's my best impression of what's his fucking face.
And something does get carried around.
It does.
Something Martin.
It does.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why I was just like, huh.
or it's like every adventure movie ever.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, yeah.
He's Neo, Indiana Jones, and
Bill no, not Indiana Jones,
and not well, to go yeah, there, but smart. Also Jesus,
and
well, a young man thrust into archaeology,
into Nazis,
apparently very poorly
and Mario
prepared with a whip and a six shooter.
And Luigi.
Legend of Zelda.
Mario and Luigi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're looking at adventures. It's
Harry
an adventure.
Potter.
It's an imagination. Imagination.
We don't need to go there.
To where?
Imagination.
Imagination.
damn it. So why don't we just start the episode now? Because that would be good. Episode 117.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Going into, it's technically Valentine's Day. It isn't, but it is.
Not even close.
Well, you know, Friday.
Well, yeah.
It will
so
be when
okay,
this
fair
drops.
Enough.
So today, it, as it were. But Frank, John, thank you very much for joining us.
You're
for,
welcome.
Another
thank
episode.
You for inviting me.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Woo.
Indeed.
Thank you for fulfilling my request.
Yes, yes. Well, I always try to put that out there because I always get something to drink for the show, and it's like, what do people want? And it's like. Beer. We'll take beer. That's about it.
And I asked, and you delivered.
Or the occasion like Dr. Pepper, but I
fair
just
enough.
Do that anyway now.
Nah, that's sort of standard. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yes.
Though there is one of them left, right? I was going to
oh,
try.
Please do. There,
yeah,
the well, the Modelo Negros are left. We downed the Bohemia.
Yeah, yeah. So that it's yeah something it, for me to try later.
No, of course. Go
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah,
no,
yeah.
That'll do you just fine.
Yeah.
So what do we have in the news?
A bunch, you know, a little bit of stuff. So today, technically, House of Cards Season 2 is being released,
ooh.
Today being the 14th. Mm-hmm. But here in the future past, I don't even know how you want to look at this, in the past, it's already been announced that Season 3 will go into production.
Oh, really?
Nice.
I did not know that.
Which... I think was the same impact that season 1 to 2 was. I think right before season 1 was released, season 2 was announced.
Well, how many episodes was season 1? I actually 10? Haven't watched it.
8 or 10, I think.
What's a standard run on like a syndicated television show?
The House of Cards, isn't it something like 40 minutes?
Yeah, it's like a technically would be like a 45-er.
So if you're looking at something program. That's on TNT, what's a standard episode arc?
TNT?
Because they know drama, and they do like hour-long dramas.
I don't have real TV anymore, so it's really I pick and choose, and most of it's like nostalgic stuff.
Fair it's enough. Usually like 42 to 45 minutes.
I'll believe it.
With commercials.
Well, I mean, like, no, like episode number. Like, are we looking at like 15 episodes in a season? Or do they do their mid-season finale after 6?
I feel like 10 is a pretty standard number.
Is 10 standard? Because that's, 10. It seems like to me, 10 I mean, to I've watched like 2 episodes, and this is on, I know everyone on.
Sometimes it's 13, me, sometimes but. The season is like 26.
Do they shoot them at the same time?
Usually.
No, I mean relatively. Like both seasons. Are they shooting 3 and 4 like in one?
No,
like one after.
No, they're not doing it that immediately. Yeah, just give it to John. Give it to soak just, it in. Oh God, I'm glad the camera was
shooting
on
it like
for that. That
all
was
in
nice.
One. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Why would they? Why would they? I'm curious. I guess I should say.
Much like the Lego movie, you should check it out.
Yeah,
just check it out.
They're just that confident it, that it's going to keep going.
Yeah,
they're like, we did so awesome with season 2. We know it's going to be a big hit even before anyone watches it
again.
So, season 3, go.
I mean, you do have Kevin Spacey, and I mean, I've seen the very, very first episode, mm-hmm. I guess, and it was incredible. It was streamed at an awful, awful rate, 5 to 7 minutes of buffering at a time. On a Samsung product, I thought their hardware was better than that.
Hmm.
Well, what if your network was just on? I don't know any better. So
it wasn't my network. It was my father's work network, and that's a far larger bandwidth than any normal person would have.
Probably T1 or something.
I mean, I'm running 50 meg here, so it's I have had outages, and that's my only.
Well, that's the thing. Is okay, so. Yeah, I don't want to digress too far.
Well, anyway,
internet is internet. But
good
yeah.
job, House of Cards.
Yeah, so
keeping on.
Watch that. Another thing, Pandora is actually opening up a submission process to independent artists to get into the mix, which I wonder how that process would work in terms of integrating it within kind of set notations. Phone on silent, sir. Yeah. Just because, obviously,
go back. You were saying
independent artists can basically submit their music for Pandora to get onto that streaming service where it builds radios.
Cool.
So I have to wonder how it would fit into, you know, do they have to analyze every single submission to be able to tell, or is it up to the artist to try to compare, and could people take advantage of that? It's like, this sounds like Barney music.
I mean, from what I understand of the project from Pandora, like back when it was known primarily as like the Music Genome Project, it was like an investigative thing. Like people did the comparison. And I don't know if there's like an algorithmic aspect to it or not. Someone would have to look it up, perhaps. Check it out, as Dan suggested. My point is it sounds like it's going to be like a Steam for music. You know, you have independent developers / artists creating content for a website that simply publishes. I mean, then it's your choice to either buy through them or sample it, demo it, pick and choose from their from whatever their offering is. I think that's a really fantastic idea.
Sorry, I'm just you're reading looking. Reading the details to see, and it's really, I guess, you know, they'll jot down a few details, linking where the music can be found online.
Okay.
But you have to submit one track at a time, which I guess would take a little bit.
One track at a time. I guess, does it detail if they're... Oh, my,
excuse me. Jeez.
Does it detail if they're kind of
gassy.
Like... So is it detail if they're like going through it and analyzing each one individually?
It doesn't even say.
Doesn't even say.
Giga Ohm is where I found the story, so maybe they'll have a follow-up.
Ooh, hopefully. Giga Ohm, get on it.
But it was more of just kind of like, oh, okay, so I never had really thought about it before in terms of what it took to get onto Pandora. So I thought I'd broach that topic for a second.
Yeah.
Who uses Pandora?
Actually, I do.
I used to.
Producer Katie does.
I'm thinking about making the switch to, what's that other thing?
Spotify?
Yes, Spotify.
See, everyone uses Spotify in my network, but I still use Pandora because it has a wider selection of stand-up comedy on it, as far as I've understood.
Really? I have not run into that problem yet.
I have had... do you use Spotify and stuff for like stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How is it?
Great. I think I've only run into a couple problems where it's just smaller artists that just never really had a... The smaller artists who maybe have died since and have not been able to have their managed properties placed in those areas.
Okay, so it's just a smaller offering.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just, you know, maybe something that I was looking for was too weird for it to actually be on there.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I've had no problems.
Cool. I mean, the only reason I use Pandora is because it's the app I have on my phone.
Right. I've just
Which,
been too lazy to download a different one.
Is that a common problem?
It is. Because I'm sitting on the bus and I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to sit here doing nothing for 10 minutes while it downloads this stupid program, so I'm just going to listen to Pandora.
See, when I do apps, I pick the apps I'm going to download and I download them overnight. Does that make me lazy?
No. Spotify has a free mobile version at this point.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So
I mean, okay, so what's the advantage of Spotify over Pandora at this point?
I think you can pick and choose songs.
Yeah, it's basically you don't have to wait to hear something that you want to listen to. You can just go find it and boom, there it is.
That's also part of the
excitement. So like right when I left the Lego movie having seen it, I pulled up the soundtrack on the way home and just listened to the
targeted promotions, of course?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, did it have ads?
No. Mine doesn't because I am a sucker and pay for it, but...
Sucker by no means.
I mean, I was paying for Pandora when I was using that more heavily, so either way, I'd get rid of the ads.
So hang on, you can curate playlists on Spotify.
Yes, you can create playlists that you can share with other Spotify users, and you can actually collaborate on playlists as well if multiple people want to throw into a
pot.
Wait,
so why the hell do I use Pandora then?
Because it was here first.
Oh, wait.
And so
that
you
might just be it.
And you may have like cultivated a very specific honed, if I play this playlist, I will most likely hear this song, this song, this song, and this song,
oh,
this song. So I'm in this mood, so I'm going to go that way.
That's very true, but at the same time, so with Spotify, excuse me.
You could do it the same way on Spotify.
So you can do it the same way with Spotify. Like, so if I, so say if I have, for example, Louis C.K.
Sure.
As my primary, so for Pandora, I have Louis C.K. as my primary focus
so
of the search.
Funny and so sad.
It's fantastic. It's very, it's dismally human.
Funny and sad.
Yeah. Dismally human. And I choose him, and I get my normal playlist of like Louis C.K. I get a little Patton, I get a little.
See, you have that as
Christopher
well.
Christopher Titus, I get a little, and I know what bits they're going to do, and then all of a sudden I get this wonderful infusion of like Adomian, and I get like.
Bought that album.
It's
that
fantastic,
awesome.
Isn't it? Oh my god! Did you listen to the secret track on the end of that?
Yes. Oh my god! Joan Rivers.
So Joan Rivers fan.
Check
Quiet.
Out. We'll listen to a little James Adomian during the break. It's really really funny.
He's Jay Leno's best friend.
Dave Letterman.
Oh, sorry. I fucked it up.
So basically, I just pulled up Louis C.K. on Spotify.
So, but you can get that randomized, random infusion of good music.
Two
that
albums
you haven't
heard
on before. There. Yeah, there's only.
Yeah, Hilarious and Chewed Up are on here. But with that, you can either listen to any single track that you want to on there.
Any single track on there. Okay, so there's
like,
a larger.
Yeah, so you just like. If I want to listen
Pandora,
to all of. This I'll just listen to all of this, or I can build a radio station off of a very specific bit.
Okay, so here's the thing: is that there is technically a larger offering on Pandora. They do like
four and a half
of his albums.
Okay, yes,
like his
yes,
early
yes,
like
yes,
when he
yes.
was like still married and shit was awful.
Yes,
it's amazing, but it's like it hurts almost.
Yes,
and then but they don't like it's like one track,
right?
Or maybe two tracks.
Yeah, so it's kind of almost more exclusive.
It's they released it for, I don't know what the management of the rights are, or the licensing is. But my point is like, I like the fact that Pandora has that random infusion.
But you can control it, and you can tailor a playlist on Spotify. It's basically Pandora plus, hey, listen to whatever track you want to now, because we do both.
Cool. And there's ads and everything.
Yeah, if you do the free mobile. It's a couple bucks for the
Does anyone use
monthly.
It with the non?
Use which? With the
use
non?
Spotify
the free,
with
the
ads?
The free mobile version.
I probably will eventually when I'm not lazy.
You should tell me how that goes.
I downloaded it. I haven't used it yet.
You know what? I'm going to download it right now.
In the course of the episode, you will all learn what's right better. Pandora Spotify. Why am I using my evil villain voice?
I don't know, but was there other news in addition?
Oh, yeah. I spun this off on a whole different tangent. I'm so sorry.
Resetting the fun camera.
Yes.
The fun next camera? Thing is that there's been a heavy comparison between Netflix and HBO. And with that, in terms of, customer base, like basically the CEO of Netflix had set the goal that they want to basically see HBO as a direct competitor of sorts, which, taking them on head on.
That's fantastic.
And so with that, they're actually getting to a point where, HBO is only ever so slightly above. Where I have a direct comparison from Forbes, actually.
Wow, really?
Where the 2013 revenue of HBO was $4.89 billion. But the revenue for Netflix that same year was $4.374 billion.
No.
So, 0.5 billion off, just about.
No way.
They're catching up. Where
good God.
Year-over-year revenue growth, HBO just had 4%, where Netflix had 21%. So they're definitely catching up. HBO had a 34% operating income, where Netflix had 5. Netflix has more domestic subscribers, actually. They have 33 million to HBO's 28. But HBO has 85 million international. Netflix just has 10. Prices are only about 7 to 9 bucks in difference.
That's a pretty big difference, though, when you consider that Netflix streaming is only like $8.
Yeah, exactly.
So
It can add up.
I mean, that's why I don't do HBO. There's one show I want to watch, and I don't want to pay $18 a month to watch it.
I was about to say, actually, in terms of the offerings on HBO Go, density of shows that I want to watch compared to Netflix streaming is incredibly... Like, I would watch all of HBO's offerings, if that makes any sense. I would not watch... I realize the comparisons are not fair, and that no one would watch all of Netflix offerings, but those are all licensed. Well, I mean, those are all licensed.
There are people who have definitely done that.
Those are all licensed. You're looking at two different models.
Yeah.
It's not physically possible at this point.
No, not even close.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have multiple TVs, and you wouldn't actually be watching all of them, but you could view all of them.
Yeah.
With enough monitors, it could be done. Plan number two.
Challenge accepted.
What? It's a race now.
No, but seriously, why can't Netflix and HBO just be friends and like make one service and charge?
Well,
like,
it's because HBO's has contracts pre-set up with a lot of cable and dish providers.
Yeah.
So they're just basically hemming and hawing up until getting near that.
I know, but. I mean, seriously, it's going to sound crazy, but what HBO charges, close to $20 a month, probably?
It's 15 to 19, yeah.
Yeah, and Netflix is, $8?
8 to 12.
If they took Netflix and put all of HBO on Netflix, I would pay $40 a month for it, even though it would be less to subscribe to both. I actually would. That sounds ridiculous, but I would do it, because it's one service, and I could watch everything.
I would do kind of like what you do for cable, is you kind of add on, there could be the introductory membership, and then if you pay an extra couple bucks on top of that, then you just get this
fantastic
extra library.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
I would do that.
I'd do that.
I would not pay $40 a month just to add HBO to
that. If I did that, I would get rid of my cable entirely, and then...
I don't have cable.
I do, because they cut me a deal. It's cheaper, actually, to have cable and internet than
just
the internet. Yeah. Which is fucking... I don't even know why.
You're probably trapped by the same evil mega media corporation that I despise yet give lots of money to.
Of course everyone does. Now, can I just I don't know if everyone's going to laugh at me, but...
Ha ha.
Hulu?
What? Oh, you have questions or
no? What? Just like I just want to put it on the table and be like, respond.
Hulu's nice.
Okay. So I'm a debate moderator.
Oh, okay.
Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu. Senator, your
discuss
turn.
Thoughts.
Senator.
Okay, so this is kind of like we gave you a tour of Spotify. Now you want one of Hulu?
Basically? Well, I subscribe. No. Hulu's the only one I actually subscribe to. I do not subscribe to Netflix. I do not subscribe to HBO Go. No. I subscribe to Hulu.
I think I can answer the question really easily.
Go ahead.
Hulu is to Netflix as Spotify is to Pandora.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Which one came first? That's all it really comes down to. Well, Hulu has a smaller subscription base because it didn't come first, but it's almost the same thing.
I'll be honest. I actually like more of Hulu's options density-wise. That's why I mentioned it earlier with the HBO Go than I do with the Netflix. But, and at what point does your density matter more than the pure friggin' massive offerings?
Well, that's kind of what HBO's standard is. They just have a really dense offering.
They have a really dense offering, whereas Hulu is a fairly dense offering, and Netflix has everything that shouldn't be published ever.
Well, that's part of the fun.
But that's not part of the fun. I hate going to Netflix and getting up shit Antonio Banderas on wildlife fucking Bobcats bullshit.
Yeah, but you know, at like 2 a.m. with a Jack's pizza in your hand, sometimes that's all right.
If I have a Jack's pizza in my hand, nothing is fucking all right.
And some sriracha sauce.
Bullshit.
You know, so good.
No, okay.
I have worked very hard to walk away from that dark place in my life.
Okay, so a homemade pizza with sriracha sauce at 2 a.m.
If I'm making homemade pizza, there better be people sharing it with me. In any case.
Oh, sure. Sorry. I was just checking the time because...
I do not mean to keep digressing. I apologize.
No, it's just I just wanted to keep an eye on time because I forgot to start on my phone. So I was just seeing that we have about 7 minutes left. So I'll switch it back. 1 second.
Cool. Thank you.
Trying to drive. Yeah. Sorry.
So, but I don't remember which one actually came first, because I remember Netflix. Watching stuff on Hulu. I mean, Netflix had their mailing service.
Oh, I opted in right away to the instant. Like, it was...
Oh, mm-hmm. When was it? When did Netflix...
Let's pull up some official dates.
Yeah. Versus Hulu, because
I feel so certain that it's Netflix, but you could be right, and I think I might be off by... Yeah. Sometime since I didn't, I may have not
so
cared
company,
about it. At that
the company
time.
Netflix was founded in 97.
Okay, well, when did they start their instant
okay,
streaming
so
service?
Okay,
so you're doing
that.
Okay, so you do Netflix. I'll do Hulu.
It was the latter half of the 2000s. I know that.
All right, hang on.
And I know I was a late comer to Netflix, but I definitely remember watching things on Hulu long before.
Okay,
Netflix.
I got an answer for mine. I got 2007 for Hulu.
But when did Hulu start charging though?
When did they add the Plus program?
Right.
Please hold.
That'd be huge.
Yeah, that's big difference. 2009. No, 2010.
Because that's what makes them comparable to Netflix. Before that, it was much more limited and not really comparable, in my opinion. But
oh, no, I would agree to that, definitely.
Am I going to beat you to this? Give me some Netflix, man.
Well, it's a massive Wikipedia page.
Internet streaming. Let's see. Initially, it was definitely before that because it actually set up a limit.
So the initial offering for Netflix was begun in January 2008.
For the instant streaming service?
The instant streaming service, I believe. Oh, no, it was. They lifted the restriction.
Yeah, see, I just said the same damn thing.
In 2008. No, that was the thing. Is it they lifted a restriction that they had.
History.
On...
History. Here you go. You just had to scroll down a little bit further.
Really?
Wait, now this isn't even good news. This is all after that anyway. What the fuck? Oh, wait.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I looked at the same damn thing.
While we're both just doing really shitty
reporting.
Yeah,
we are
now.
Doing some shitty reporting here. So this is actually probably a good time to take a commercial break. We'll come back with a game and some reasonable
real facts.
News. Because that we're not doing well with this anymore. All right,
hey guys,
we'll be back.
This is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 117, which Adam Erdman and I taped on February 11th, 2014, the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. With our guests, John Schrader and Steve Frank Frankenfield. Now, you've heard the conversation, and we have Movie Bluff coming up in a moment, but before we get to that, there are a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find, photos of all our guests, articles that Adam and I are writing, bonus tracks, and a complete archive of all of our episodes. So check all of that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher by going to stitcher.com, or downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app for your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can find the Buffering Podcast on social media sites. Facebook, it's facebook.com/BufferingPodcast, and on Twitter, it's @BufferPodcast. For both those, to get updates about the show, the website, upcoming guests, photos, release dates, all that stuff. Like us, follow us, what have you. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy Movie Bluff.
Yes.
One more try.
So, okay, let's do another practice. Another practice. We'll pull up another random.
Kara would be proud that that was Daniel Day-Lewis. Relax.
Another random movie.
Any stoic wonderfulness.
The list here. Okay. So let's go with an actor, Harrison Ford.
Sorry, I had to get my instrument ready. Yeah. I am going to say Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
All right. Cast. John.
Mark Hamill.
Cast.
What?
Cast again.
Ba-doo.
Cast of Star Wars.
Oh.
Ba-doo.
Dan.
Carrie Fisher.
I was thinking, like, wait, Mark Hamill was a movie?
No, we're asking you who was in Mark Hamill.
No, he was just
was
so,
in Mark Hamill.
He was so confused.
Mark Hamill, the actor.
I think
the
George,
movie.
George Lucas was probably in Mark
okay,
Hamill.
Okay, I don't care that we said this is practice. All of this is going in.
Wait, this Mark is killing Hamill me. Was a movie?
I'm dying inside. Oh,
your
hurts.
Soul feel
oh,
a little bit
sorry.
Less. It's just flowing so well.
It's just too funny. It hurts. Oh,
pain is good.
Okay.
There is no growth without pain.
All right.
Take number 4.
Yeah. No. We're doing this at this point. We'll say add 5.
I'm primed and ready.
5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Add that.
So. I'm gonna stick to my guns on this round of Movie Bluff, and we're gonna do IMDb's top 250 list. So
Ooh. It'll
be selections from that. So our next movie that we will be starting with.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Thank you, heckling crowd. Number 4 on the list: The Dark Knight. Dan.
Christian Bale.
Oh, that's the name I was looking for.
Movie. And Dan does.
My name, American Psycho.
Frank, okay. You have to wait for me to call on you, though.
Damn it.
All right.
It's okay.
But, okay.
You still get it. You still get it.
Yes. We'll give it to you. Movie, again, for Christian Bale.
Oh, movie again for Christian. Oh, damn it.
Dan.
Newsies.
Nice call.
Okay. Movie again.
Oh, there's one I'm thinking of.
I guess I could go.
Okay, and that's time.
I lost, yeah.
That's the conclusion of round one.
Could you have done any of the Batman movies?
And
You have to break it apart by a few. You know, we have the sequel rule.
Oh, yeah. We do have the sequel rule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since he did The New Hope, we couldn't just hop right into Empire.
Is it like, what's the separation? Is it three
movies?
Three? Okay.
Three movies. Yep.
No, I remember the rule. I remember.
Okay. So. Continuing right along, and just want to remind listeners that Dan does have the 4-second handicap in place. We are going to go with number 10 on IMDb's top 250 list, Fight Club.
Two.
Dan.
Brad Pitt.
God damn it.
Movie.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention.
Dan.
Ocean's 11.
I've forgotten my own buzzin' sound.
Cast.
Yeah, I've just forgotten the buzzin' name.
He said cast to Ocean's 11, by the way.
Cast to Ocean's 11.
My name.
Steve.
Eddie Izzard.
All right. Cast again.
Buonanotte.
Yeah, he got me.
Wait, what?
Is an Ocean's 12.
But he's the only one. Oh, I could have done. Isn't Don Cheadle in that movie?
Yep.
Yeah, damn it.
I steal the point.
He steals my point.
I steal the point.
Nice. Yep. Nice catch. I was like, oh, wait.
Okay.
You saw my lion face. My lion face.
So.
Shifty ass.
We're going to stick with Ocean's 11 cast.
My name.
Frank.
Don Cheadle.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Let's not do that because that was kind of a gimme.
Yeah, because I talked about it a moment ago.
Not buzzed fair enough, in, fair enough. So okay.
Well, not everybody.
Well, fair enough.
Okay. Okay.
Eh? Start somewhere new. Somewhere new. Well, let's go for a refresher.
We'll restart. Okay. So let's go with number 23 on the top 250 list, The Usual Suspects.
I've never seen this movie.
I have no idea what it is.
Batoo!
Dan.
Kevin Spacey.
All right, movie.
My name.
Frank.
Oh, dang it.
Beyond the Stars.
Movie again. Frank. John.
Again. Wait. Beyond the Sea.
Oh, he got me again. Damn it.
Beyond the Stars.
Beyond the Stars.
No, yes, and no, then next thing, and then it's buzz in or call.
He that's fair enough. He called me out.
Because it's one of those things where he has to be impartial and let it slide through.
It's before someone buzzes in on the next answer that is the...
We're explaining it for the people at home, Katie.
Yes.
Fine.
So
not talking to you.
I feel like I'm a competitor this time. This is exhilarating.
Hi, Katie.
Okay, so we're gonna jump back up on the list to number 5. On the top 250 list, Pulp Fiction.
Are we doing
My name?
It's when I say
John Travolta. Okay.
Oh, there you go, Steve.
Okay.
Okay. And so let's do movie.
John Travolta. My name.
Frank.
Face Off.
Cast.
My name, Nicolas Cage.
You have to wait for me to call on you.
Nicolas Cage.
Okay. Movie.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh,
my name,
Frank.
Ghostwriter.
Okay, movie again.
You?
No, I know.
I actually don't have another.
Would you movie again,
Dan?
National Treasure.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of.
Even I should have said two. I should have said two.
Even worse. actually, not unentertaining.
Okay, so let's go with movie one more time.
I just blanked. Wow.
Yeah. Right. Complete blank. A million movies.
Yeah. I'm ashamed. I should have said Raising Arizona. Damn it.
Raising Arizona. Nope, gone in 60 seconds. Where is that?
Gone in 60 seconds. I forgot he's in there.
I'm breaking things. For some reason it clicked when I was just trying to. God damn it! Shut up.
Oh.
Sorry. It's playing random music as I try to sign in and fix this damn thing. Oh, now I'm blind. There it. Is shut up. There got it. Go. Got cool. it. Sorry. Cool. Ignore me.
Thank
Ignore
you.
Ignore me.
All right. So, Dan, I'm going to bump your handicap down to 2 seconds.
Thank you.
And next, we will go with number 9 on IMDb's top 250 list, which is Lord of the Rings: Return of the King. Go.
My name,
John.
Viggo Mortensen.
Cast. Dan.
Elijah Wood.
Damn it.
Okay. Cast again.
My name.
Frank.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Movie.
My name.
Frank.
X-Men.
All right.
Origin. Any of them.
Cast.
My name.
Frank.
Hugh Jackman.
Movie.
My name.
Oh, that was Frank.
Oklahoma.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. No, you've watched it on Netflix.
No, I haven't watched it. I just know.
It's really great.
It, they had it on the tail end of a Glove and Boots episode, so I know it from that.
Huh. No, it's actually really good.
Okay. I just don't like Oklahoma.
But it's not a great show, but it's actually a really great...
I do remember seeing it in Minnetonka.
I forgot Oklahoma was a state. What is there?
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of crime.
There's a
tornadoes.
Do they plant something?
No, they just sort of plant bullets in bodies.
Is that it? Do they have
oil, I think.
An agricultural crop of some kind?
Wheat.
Dinosaur liquid.
Wheat, yeah. I mean,
waving wheat. Corn as high as an elephant's eye.
Bravo.
Oh, God.
Bravo.
And so on and so forth. Let's continue with the game.
Perhaps movie.
We will scroll down the list, and we will go with...
You know, Adam, while you look, I'd be interested to know what the score is.
Yes, Katie, let's get a score update.
It's this numbers.
All right, fine. Let's see. Handed the board here. So, Steve...
Mic up.
Sorry. Steve, my hands are full, had 11 points, but has 2 nega points.
Nega points.
Nega points. John, nicknamed Jan.
You didn't say Steve's name right.
I am Jan.
Well,
it's Steve.
I wrote it as Steve.
My name is Steve.
Steve.
My name is
Steve.
My name is Steve.
You're Steve, and I'm Jan, and we are from Russia.
I'm from Sweden.
Steve, who's your favorite character from Harry Potter?
Mine's
Professor McGonagall.
McGonagall.
Steve.
Okay.
So, and then I have nine points.
Steve very much enjoys.
Two.
Ah, two.
Steve very much enjoys the CGI Griffins.
So next on IMDb's top 250 list of most popular movies, we have number 48, Gladiator.
My name?
Frank.
Is it Brad Pitt in that?
No, I don't think so.
Movie.
Is he? Oh.
You can call him on it if you think.
Yeah, you can call him on it.
My name?
Frank?
No, you can't. Yeah, now it's too late.
Yeah.
The
that was a grievous error.
Counselor.
Yeah, you're done. The 5 seconds are up.
Well beyond. Fair enough.
Okay, so let's jump in somewhere else.
See, I
no
can
one
really
challenged
think,
me
I,
on that.
No, well, he kind of did, but he
I forgot the word.
Yeah,
you can go dun 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 or wanana or just something
wah,
dramatic.
Wah,
or just
like, wah,
you're
wah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. Huh.
Hey, asshole, stop talking to that microphone before I slap it out your face.
Or just shenanigans.
Like, John had too much to drink.
I did not.
Hey, asshole, you're wrong.
I'm not saying you did, John.
Oh, good.
You were saying that.
Because it would take quite a while to get to that
point. I know.
Yeah.
I've seen you there.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Takes quite a few.
Yes.
There's never too much. There's just enough.
Something, Adam.
Yes. Moving right along, we are going to go with... I had one. Okay. So we're going to go with...
off the cuff.
I lost where it was.
Oh,
so,
God.
Inglourious Basterds.
Oh.
My name?
Frank.
Brad Pitt.
There you go.
What about it?
Movie.
Ba-doo.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, John by a hair.
Yes. Oh God.
With a good pitch
Three,
too.
Yeah.
Four.
Oh my God! Now you're freaking me out.
That's over.
I'm sorry.
Slain.
Wow.
Throw his body to
Dan
the
Dan for the steal.
Moneyball.
All right.
Brilliant.
Moneyball.
Wow! I love this episode.
For serious. That might be his like worst film ever.
Hey,
and
everyone.
The fact that I'm bad at this game and recognize that is even worse.
Okay. Cast.
My
Moneyball.
Name.
Frank.
Jonah Hill.
Movie.
My name.
Frank.
Superbad.
Cast.
Close.
Patoo.
Dan.
Michael Cera.
Damn it.
Cast again. Dan.
Seth Rogen.
Okay. Movie.
Oh, My Name. Pineapple Express.
You have to wait for me to call.
Damn it,
you.
I'm so awful at this.
Okay, Frank, what's your answer?
Pineapple Express.
There you go. All right, and we'll go movie.
Ba-doo.
Dan.
Green Hornet.
Ooh.
Movie.
My Name.
Frank.
Knocked Up.
Cast.
Oh, what is her goddamn name?
Ba-doo.
Dan.
Katherine Heigl.
Nice. She's fallen out of favor lately.
Movie.
Ooh. Did she actually get pregnant or something?
Ba-doo.
Sorry.
Dan.
27 Dresses.
Movie.
Ba-doo.
Dan.
One for the Money. I'm so ashamed of myself right now.
Wow, you were just...
Movie.
Totally outside of my world.
Ba-doo.
Dan.
Grey's Anatomy.
All right.
Who are
movie
you?
Again.
God damn it, I don't know.
The one with Gerard Butler. What's the name?
Well, that's 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's it.
I wanted to see how far that would go.
Is it movie or what's the movie with him and Katherine Heigl?
I don't know.
Gerard Butler and Katherine Heigl.
Are you thinking of the one with wow, I can't think of her name now. Rachel from Friends.
Jennifer Aniston,
Gerard Butler.
No, it was definitely Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler.
I don't know.
They're both rival reporters on rival like local television shows. They end up in like a hot air balloon together, and I wish it would have exploded, but it didn't.
Hmm.
My brother thought it was a perfect... What? No, my brother, who is a film student, came home after that movie premiered and said it is the perfect movie.
Huh.
You mentioned the show Friends. Just idle thought. It'd be interesting if someone made an opposite show of Friends and called it Enemies.
I feel like it wouldn't be a very long show. Somebody would die.
It would have to be like a mini series.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the fucking Real World. That's there you go.
They did.
Or
already made it.
Or Survivor.
The ugly. I just got it a moment ago. The Ugly Truth. Ugh, that's sad. That was a bad movie. Oh, Killers. Fucking Killers.
Was that awful. Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher, on the other hand, is at least self-aware.
So, Adam.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh, wait. Time.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do how about a time update and then...
We got about 1 to 2 rounds left in us.
Okay, cool. So, we've got number 142 on IMDb's Top 250. The Big Lebowski.
My Name.
Frank.
Jeff Bridges.
Movie. John.
Tron.
Oh, nice.
Movie.
Wow. I'm second guessing myself because I couldn't.
Yeah, right?
Man.
Wow. There's that awful PD movie with...
Just dropping the ball all over.
I apologize. That was my fault.
What was he just in? That something PD with, yeah, and True Grit.
R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. Blech. I didn't watch it, but I just saw it, and there were a couple moments that were nice.
It wasn't complete waste of my time, but
I was
going to
watch it because
so
it had Jeff Bridges in it, and I had just purchased the Dude in the Art of the Zen or something like that. Mm. Yeah.
Jeff Bridges is high on my list of celebrities that I'd like to be friends with.
Of course he's high on your list.
I hope to God some listener
laughed at that goddamn joke.
And do you know why?
I got it.
Do you know why Bill Murray is high on my list of friends that I'd love to be?
High on your list. I got it.
Because I have absolutely nothing to offer him in friendship.
Oh, come on. It was good.
And that's what would make it a beautiful friendship.
You could do his banking.
Not even. No. I mean.
Wait, why are you? Who are you talking about?
I want to be friends with Bill Murray.
This is talk that diverges.
So now we have time for one round.
Sorry.
Okay.
I digress.
So we're going to go with number 192 on IMDb's Top 250 list, The Bourne Ultimatum.
Oh, My Name.
Frank. Five seconds. Dan.
Brain farted so hard.
Matt Damon.
Thank you. Oh
Matt
God.
Damon.
Wow.
Matt
okay.
Damon.
Well, I was watching. I know. It literally melted
Movie.
Out of my ear. My Name.
Frank.
Oh, no. Elysium.
Oh, true.
Movie.
Ba-doo.
Dan.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa.
Movie That's again.
A good one.
My Name.
Frank.
Good Will Hunting.
Movie again.
Oh, shit. What's that called?
That's no, time. That's it. Yeah.
Incendium? It just came out.
Insidious.
I'll take it.
Okay. Well, Dan,
Incendium.
I was hung up.
I'm removing your handicap altogether.
Woo!
Ooh.
Let's
go. So last round quick.
Yes.
Ah.
So super quick. Let's go with number 210, The Terminator.
Dude. My Name.
That's Dan.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Movie.
My Name.
Frank.
He-Man, Save the Universe.
All right. Movie again.
Batoo.
Dan.
I don't have any on
Twins.
Dan. Oh.
Movie.
My Name.
Frank.
Deck the Halls.
Oh, right?
Movie.
Oh, God, it's hurting me. It's
still Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Still Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I got nothing. Shut up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, producer.
Katie gave herself a point.
Yeah.
And I lost a nega point
and
for
that's,
Steve.
And that's the time that we have if we want to do things.
What was that movie where they brought back all the old like action movie heroes?
The Expendables.
He was on the Expendables 2, yeah. I think. He was also Predator.
No, he was the executive producer on Expendables.
Really?
Predator, Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
What's that one where they go to Mars? Total Recall.
Total Recall. Oh, God, yeah.
And didn't they just do one where he, in the trailer, he's like shooting a like machine gun out of the back of
a... Yeah, he was in a movie with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that movie called?
It's like Sheriff Man.
Oh, it was awful.
Like, yeah, really bad modern day B movie where he saves a town.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing is I would have seen it.
Or Marshall Man.
I would have seen it.
Like foreign.
I would have seen it if it hadn't had Johnny Knoxville in it. And I just have a vendetta against that guy. I just don't think he should have ever become famous.
I can understand that.
All right. So here we go.
That's a little
really that hurts. Sorry. I already admitted fault.
Why did you admit fault for what?
Okay.
So producer Katie has just handed Dan the scoreboard.
The
final
scores. Jan scored 3 points, but lost 1 point. So, 2 points.
2 is a good number.
2 is a good number.
Even round.
It's the loneliest number besides the number 1.
Steve.
Yep.
Not as lonely.
Steve had 22 points.
That's
but
not bad
had
at all.
5 nega points.
That's because I go balls to the walls.
So, that's 17. And then I got 21 points, but then I lost a point for my Katherine Heigl shame.
Wow.
Adam got 50 host points, and Katie got 2 points. Smiley face, hooray.
I won!
So
Adam wins.
That was a good one. I felt like a competitor for the first time in my life.
Oddly, me too.
It only gets better from here.
Is that the first time I've played this game and got positive points?
Hey.
Yeah, you've gotten positive points before.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly even more than 2.
I feel like I just beat my
feel like
Bird
you've buzzed in more this time or you were more in the wheelhouse this time.
Yeah, I don't know.
But do you have anything coming up Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about? People to like anything that you're watching or things that you think are funny that other people should find?
I don't know. I'm super pumped about Game of Thrones Season 3 on Blu-ray on Tuesday.
There we go.
All right.
It's going to absorb my life for as long as it takes to watch all the episodes consecutively.
I've never watched it.
What's that?
Have you seen it yet?
I've seen the first half because I pirated it. And
grumble.
But then I couldn't find a place to download it. So I'm just going to buy it on Blu-ray because then I can watch it on my TV and it'll be awesome. But otherwise, I don't know. Stuff that's funny or cool.
go team.
Go find some stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, go find some stuff. It's fun. Yeah. Do it. Whatever.
Yeah, Monument Men.
Yeah.
Though I haven't seen it myself. I do want to see it, though.
I want to see that one as well, for sure. Frank, what about you? What do you have that you'd like people to know about?
Hey, if anyone doesn't have Valentine's Day plans quite yet, and I hope to God by the time you listen to this podcast, you do. The Old Log is hosting a fantastic offering. 75. Good. That is a special tasting menu offered by our brand new chef, Remy Pettis. It is a $75 ticket per person for dinner and a show, including a it's a fantastic menu. Check it out at oldlog.com. Offered Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so if you miss the deadline, you still have a day to get it in. I have no doubt there will be tickets available for latecomers. If you haven't checked out my younger brother's new websites, Jake Frankenfield, FrankenfieldFIELD.com. He has a fantastic new set of projects up. If anyone is a big fan of webisodes and shorts, anything streaming media, he is cutting edge. It's brilliant stuff. If you haven't seen it, TRP's new production of Don't Dress for Dinner, it is coming up with free performances starting the 12th, 13th, and the 14th, I believe. Otherwise, performances go through March. Check that out as well. They've got a great offering all the way through April, as well as Old Log's offering in April of Steel Magnolias. Your mothers and grandmothers will thank you for getting you tickets ahead of time.
Did you say TRP?
TRP, Theater in the Round Players.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
Yes, they're doing fantastic stuff right now.
Sweet. Saw them for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
There's something I was going to audition
for. Oh, and if you haven't seen Like a Love Story off on the south end of Nicolette, that is a fantastic production. A friend of mine, Jay, is in it currently, and they could use some patronage.
Cool.
Super cheap, and their friggin' scones are amazing. So, there you go. Amazing Italian wine and fantastic fresh-baked scones by two young women. By young, I mean probably like 55, 65. They do amazing baking, and the theater's fantastic too, so check that out.
Cool.
Sounds like where I belong.
Friggin' scones.
Yeah.
Lavender, and then, lavender white chocolate scones. That's just, whoa, just imagine that.
That sounds,
you can bake
great.
Lavender? I thought that was just a color.
They put crayons in there. They melt a Crayola.
There tastes are a little no waxy, words. But you
does
know.
That work the other way around? Like microphone is a color now?
I'm sure it's in a crayon box somewhere.
But, Frank, any social media of sorts for you to...
You can find me on Facebook, of course.
Wow.
You can find me on Twitter at SGFrankie and Tumblr at S.F.Rankenfield7.
San Francisco.
I don't know why I made it that way. It just is a thing.
Cool.
I was like, SF. What the fuck starts with SF?
Yeah, San Francisco or...
San Francisco.
That's it.
Let's see. As for me, I don't recall having anything to mention, so I'll just push it over to Dan after telling you that...
Madness.
Oh, yeah. Madness is coming up at the Playwright Center, hosted by the Unit Collective. Which day is it, producer Katie? Yeah, I have the email as well. Let's see who's faster. It'll be on Tuesday, like it usually is. February something. Probably toward the end of the month. And...
This is a lot like the Netflix searching.
Just awful reporting.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Facts at the speed of technology.
Oh, by the way, yeah, both Netflix and Hulu were launched in internet streaming services in 2007. We found that out during the break and never came back to it.
No,
so
we
there
didn't.
You go.
There you go. Well, it says January 27th.
No,
yeah.
Ouch.
I should know this because I've only...
But it's... Can we assume it's February 27th and they just forgot to say...
Things. Who knows? Possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, stay tuned for that.
It's the
25th, maybe.
Why did I put a
so, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN, and you can find out what music I've been listening to. Hopefully, I'll get my computer back up and running for my iTunes has been broken for a while, so I can't add anything new. But Last.fm, my handle there is adman7. And hopefully I'll get that up and running again soon. Dan, what do you have?
I've endorsed it multiple times throughout the show. Go see the Lego Movie, even if you have to fucking deal with kids.
Yes, that's my endorsement as well.
it's worth your time. It's fun. It's funny. If you like, it's from the makers of Clone High, if anyone remembers that. Otherwise, they also did Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 1 and 2. So,
and if you're pretty good, solid stories.
Yeah.
If you're a Parks and Rec fan, you've got Andy and Ron Swanson in there from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that was great cast doing in there voices. Overall.
Yes. So, yeah, great cast all around. Yeah, they've got Liam Neeson and Will Arnett and, yeah.
It's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Alison Brie.
Alison Brie, yep.
Will Arnett?
Yeah.
Yep. I do love him.
He's the voice of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's in it, too.
Oh, that must have been a fun movie to do. Oh,
yeah. Will Forte. There are a lot of Wills.
There are. Anyway, yeah.
So there's
the Lego Movie.
Did you guys see that Ted Arneson's going to be the new band leader for that?
For Seth Meyers' incarnation of The Late Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That blew my mind.
Hmm. I knew he could play music.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, why? Like, he's going over to straight up, like, he's going to the sidekick.
So, yeah. I'm just going to finish my plugs and then we can tangent if we want to. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else really coming up to note other than happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whelan, Whelan. Yes. So, John, Frank, thank you very much for joining us for another episode.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Great having you on.
And we will see everybody next week for 118.
Hooray.
Woo.
Bye-bye.